The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? That's right. That's the name of the show. It's how bad we want to know what's on your mind. It's the name of the show, for crying out loud. With Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God, I'm Scott Hennon, and we are dying to talk to you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of this hour, we'll talk with an official from the North Dakota Petroleum Council about the debate over conditioning. Specifically related to a proposed new regulation by the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota that the North Dakota Industrial Commission is considering, that ultimately would be placed on folks that ship oil out of North Dakota, and an additional layer of protection, even though right now, when North Dakota Bakken crude is loaded onto rail cars, it meets the federal standards. So this is sort of above and beyond, which comes at a cost. But anyway, we'll dig into the science of that a little bit today, answer any questions you might have. That coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, just have at it. Whatever's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We spent some time in the first hour talking about President Obama's threat of a executive order related to illegal immigrants in the United States, an action that would shield up to about 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. And our question for you, how hard do you want Republicans to fight that? And should they go so far as blocking a part of funding or the government for the implementation of it? What's your take on that? We also talked a little bit about the North Dakota Game and Fish Department considering a ban on the use of drones or unmanned aircraft for use in hunting. Good idea. Some have said, hey, we use them for agriculture. Should hunting be any different? Tell us what you think about that. A couple of these debates already waging on our Facebook page. One we haven't talked about yet, but I am curious about what you think. A nonprofit group in Fargo is holding some meetings telling citizens about their rights in photographing and videotaping the action of police departments. And, of course, Ferguson, Missouri, we're awaiting a grand jury award there. A lot of folks are wondering what's going to happen there. And that debate in Ferguson has prompted a debate nationwide, really, on whether or not police ought to have body cameras recording them while they work. What do you think of that idea? Is this something we need in our region to prevent potential police misconduct? Is it a solution in search of a problem, since we don't have much of a problem here? I'd like to know your take on that. Also, I have a question up on our Facebook page on Election Day. Based on what you saw or heard, do you think any tweaks or changes are needed in North Dakota's voter ID law? Bismarck Tribune has an editorial about this today, and it's kind of interesting because on one hand they're saying, sort of hand-wringing a little bit, oh boy, you know, some problems happen. On the other hand, they're putting the blame squarely where it belongs, on the voter, and knowing what is required. So who do you blame in that regard? And if you do blame the legislature, what would you like to see them do to change that? A couple of questions we have for you today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Here's how you join in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What I've just laid out are a couple of things in the news, a couple of things on our mind, a couple of things that folks are weighing in on the Facebook page, but don't feel limited to those. We ask what's on your mind because we want to know. So if there's another topic you think needs some attention, have at it. Mark in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Wow, man, you gave me a whole bunch of things to go with. good show. Yeah, we should drone. Why don't we just put the Constitution in the drone and have it take out anybody who doesn't obey it? That would solve that problem. But going on to immigration, I don't think it's really a Republican or a Democrat issue. I think it's an abortion issue at the core. I mean, if you look at the illegal immigration since 1973, It works right along with the abortion. If you don't have your own, you gotta let them in. You gotta have people do the jobs. So it's a vicious circle. I mean, Bush had both Congress and Senate, and he didn't put up a fence or stop the illegal. It's been under both parties. I mean, the whole thing is we don't have people to come in and do the work. But the problem with all that is that these people aren't assimilating to the society that we grew up in, or at least that I did. I can't speak for you. You know, let alone after 9/11, not putting a moratorium on the Islamic thing coming into the country. As you know, I mean, is that helping our society advance of the American idealism? When people don't assimilate to that idealism, the country begins to lose its luster, and I think that's kind of where we're at now.
So a couple of points you raise, I want to just expand on a little bit. Number one, your bottom line to you, this is a workforce issue. We need the workforce, in your mind. In other words, there's an argument out there that says, wait a minute here, you're going to bring folks here that are going to take jobs from Americans at a time when we have an unemployment rate higher than it ought to be. Are you making the argument that these are the kind of jobs that folks here just won't do, so we need the immigrant workforce?
Yeah, I think we do. I don't think the families are there. If I might be so bold as to say, the white people, their ranks have been decimated. There's a lot of older ones of us, but the younger ones aren't there to do the work. And if they are there, they want to push keyboards and do, you know, inside computer jobs. They don't want to go out and farm or do heavy construction in this kind of weather. I mean, a few do, but only if you're paying them $30 an hour. And so you get this whole group of people who will come in and basically do what they got to do. And they'll be subsidized by the other people that are working to make up the difference in welfare and child care support and housing. I mean, so you're still paying them $20 an hour. You're just paying it through the big pool instead of, you know, you pay them 10 an hour and they get 10 more in assistance from everybody else who's working. So the whole thing is broken. You know, the whole America concept is it's a working society. I mean, we shouldn't even have a welfare system like we do. That should go back to the churches and the communities to take care of the people that are in their community. It's not a government responsibility. They took that away from the churches after World War II and started to become, you know, the church. And now they say separated church and state. Well, they are the church, but nobody calls them on it. I mean, this stuff is pretty easy. I mean, Romney had, you know, Obama on the ropes in the debate about Benghazi. He couldn't even simply set him up for the winning question, which was, where were you when Osama bin Laden got killed? And he's going to start bragging about how he's in the Situation Room and he had that made, you know, how he made it happen. Well, then Romney says, well, you're going to tell the American people on the anniversary of 9/11 that you weren't in the Situation Room watching the live feed at Benghazi when an American Navy SEAL was asking for officer address and incoming rounds. It's the same thing. I mean,
too painful. You know, too painful for me to relive those debates. I was shouting at the TV. I don't know about you.
You guys don't know how to articulate. Who cares what the press thinks about you? Say the right things. Let the people judge. You can't calculate what you're going to say if you're a leader by what the people are going to, how they're going to respond. A leader is the one who has the vision. Where was Romney's vision about getting us back into the space program like JFK said in his debates against Nixon?
All right, Mark. Appreciate the plethora of thoughts you pointed us towards. Let's see where it brings us. Appreciate the call. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I heard you talking about the cameras on the cops.
Yeah.
I think around here it's kind of a moot point. You know, it's not like we got a huge issue with police officers. But the way I view it, maybe in some of those bigger areas, not so much to worry about police corruption as to, like in this case, prove what really happened. You know, the police, the officer is in trouble right now for doing his job, basically, the way I see it.
It would have solved a lot there. That's why I think, you know, err on the side of more cameras, not less, when it comes to law enforcement, right? Then you've got the facts right there. You don't have to worry about different agendas and, you know.
Right, but as far as here, I mean, you know, we're having trouble just getting law enforcement. I don't think we need to worry about running out and getting cameras right away.
Well, yeah, the expense might not be worth it, I guess, right? Given the fact that it just is not much of a problem as it is in other places. But if expense wasn't an issue, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'd want to hear from the people that are actually doing the job. But, you know, from an outsider looking in, I don't see why it would be a big deal. I mean, you're just doing your job. I mean, they're already recording on their dash cams anyway, so.
Exactly right. I would want the transparency, I'd think. Protect them as much as anything. Mike, appreciate the call. Another Mike in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment about the workforce situation. I have a relative that works in a trade occupation where you work up this, like, your apprenticeship into a journeyman position. And he has commented numerous times about the fact that when he went through it, you would go through, you take tests, you read your books, and every time that you advance, you get a bump in pay, and eventually you become a journeyman. And he said, with the people that are working for him now, he said so often, they're just like, well, no, I don't really want to take the test. And he goes, I don't really care about, you know, doing that. I just want you to pay me more money, and if you don't, I'll just go work somewhere else. And they can, because somebody else will hire them.
Interesting. So what's your takeaway from that?
Well, it's the whole part with, you know, like you said, at first he was hesitant to having, you know, people come in from other countries to work. But he said, if you've got your own workforce here, you know, and they'll complain about not making enough money or whatever. And he said, I just tell them all the time, well, just, you know, read your books, take your test, and you'll get a bump in pay, and eventually you'll be making $30 an hour. And they're just like, no, I don't want to do it. Just pay me that money now, or else I'll just go work somewhere else. So
my question is there a way to do that? And obviously, there is, but efficiently, legally, right? Meeting the workforce needs with legal immigration. Mike, appreciate the call. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
MyPillow.com, ladies and gentlemen, is a website I'd love for you to visit today so you could sleep as well as Todd and I do on our pillow. Matter of fact, I think we're selling so many pillows they're able to afford television advertising now. Have you seen a few of the MyPillow ads out there? I'm seeing a few.
I have, and guess where it all started?
Exactly.
I can't
right.
tell you how many people really ask me, you know, now is the pillow really that good? I'm like, have you ever heard of a pillow in a big box store where you fill out a questionnaire before they send you the pillow? No.
Exactly. That never happens. They want to get it just right for you. And by the way, they are celebrating now the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow award with a 2-for-1 deal. The original classic pillows are 2-for-1. That's a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that's a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028. Use that number, not the one on TV now. And MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right, 60-night money-back guarantee. That, to me, says everything. 10-year warranty. And that patented interlocking fill, so it just adjusts any sleep position. That's the one thing I do like about the TV ads, actually. You can see how that interlocking fill works. And you sleep so darn well, you just can't even believe it.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, it's not just a gimmick. I mean, this is the real thing.
Exactly right. All right, 21 past the hour. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What is on your mind? Greg, I-94 near Bismarck, traveling, listening. What's on your mind?
Well, the illegal immigrant situation, check out, somebody should check out just how many American citizens the illegal immigrants have killed in the last 10, 12 years. The last I heard, it was on a talk show like this that had a guest on there. It was upwards of 40,000. And check out the prison population and all the crimes in the big city where illegal immigrants flourish. And see if that could help you make up your mind on them. We don't need a workforce like we're bound to get. That's all. Thank you.
All right, so bottom line, keep fighting this is what you're saying, Greg.
Well, I hope so. Lordy, lordy, just I know people have been killed by illegal immigrants. That have been killed, and I know crime, burglaries, you name it, that have been committed by them, and driving crimes, wrecks. No insurance, no driver's license. It just goes on and on. You got to be honest with yourself about it, you know. What's going to happen?
And we talked earlier about some political peril that can come from a government shutdown. Now, government shutdown in the sense of a total government shutdown isn't exactly what they're talking about. But my understanding is if the president, before December 11th, decides to proceed with his executive order on this, that Republicans would be able to counter and defund or shut down the portion of the government entrusted with the enforcement of this particular issue. We know from past polling that that sometimes can come at a political peril for Republicans. Do you care, Greg? Should it matter?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's the Congress's responsibility to shut down the government. Look how many times it's been shut down, and it isn't any big thing. Since 1960, since Johnson, how many times has the government been shut down? And it don't hurt a thing. It gets the job done. It's their responsibility to shut it down when you have somebody like Obama acting unconstitutionally. You just have to do what's right, in my book. You just do what's right. There's a right and there's a wrong. You do wrong, it just starts snowballing into something else, you know?
Appreciate the call, Greg. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a press release from Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office today saying that she announced that she is joining 30 Republican and Democratic senators and calling for monthly bipartisan Senate lunches to build better, more productive relationships between senators on both sides of the aisle in the upcoming Congress, and as a result, help the Senate actually pass bipartisan legislation. This is a good first test on this whole idea of, I don't know, what do you want to call this, kumbaya? And by the way, do you want this? I know it's assumed by many in the media that that's what voters want, that you want, you know, Heidi Heitkamp holding hands with Republican senators. Do you? She says, on Election Day, folks across this country spoke loud and clear, end this gridlock. Watching lawmakers on the far left and the far right stack the deck against the American people by refusing to perform even the most basic civic duties, like passing a budget, has been absolutely shocking. We can and must do better. In North Dakota, we know how to set our differences aside and reach sensible agreements, my bad, for the good of our communities. That's exactly what I've been working to do in the Senate, but we need every senator to chip in. We can start to work by reaching across the aisle and meeting for monthly bipartisan lunches that can help us find common ground so we can put petty politics aside and start working for the American public. You know, again, everybody reads the election results differently. I think it was as much stop Obama as it was end this gridlock. It's a dangerous territory to be professing what the, you know, what the vote said. But wanted to share that with you for your reaction. Lyle's out in the country. What's on your mind, Lyle?
Yes. I would like to find out. Here a little while ago, we had some Wisconsin hunters that caught over 100 walleye. And one of the persons gave permission to the game warden to go in and search the house. But after they searched the house, they got a lawyer. And all of a sudden,
you're breaking up on us, Lyle, but I know the story you're talking about. And it was ultimately overturned because they didn't have the proper warrant to go ahead and search. And as much as I would like justice to be served in that particular case, I wanted to follow the law, too. And it sounds like a judge did not think they followed the law in that case. But I share your frustration on it. I think that's why you were calling. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I wanted to touch on, you know, maybe we do need bipartisanship, but isn't it unusual that mostly the people who were voted out of office were Democrats? Didn't that tell Tom Brokaw and all these news guys that maybe the Democrats were a little bit of a problem? Thank you.
Well, it ought to, but it often doesn't. You know, that's why they try and read it a little differently. Find that interesting. Arlo in Rockford, what's on your mind?
Good morning. The main thing that I want to say today is that Obama's sole purpose for his place in office is to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, and he's pretty well done it. And we're getting ready for a big downturn, and the only way that we can ever redeem ourselves before it was fully implemented is a nationwide individual repentance. And we can't get out of that. We are more wicked than what people were during the time of Noah when the flood came, as well as Sodom and Gomorrah. We are a very wicked nation today.
Ouch! Arlo laying on the line for us. More coming up on What's in Your Mind, friends. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights for over a century. The American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Was about working together and the gridlock. I had a bull puppy. It was all about oppose Obama because his policies aren't working and people are finally waking up to it. I say if you want to push through this immigration junk, the Democrats and Republicans at that point should work together to stop it. That's the only time they should work together is to stop some stupid idea of Obama's. And if he tries to push it through, well, I say impeach, impeach, impeach.
All right. Thanks for the call. And, you know, we actually should do that sometime. We should just, have a little what's on your mind session on what was the message in the election. And I bet we'd probably have as many calls as we, could take about that many different takes on it, which is a little dangerous when people tell you this is what the election was about. But I would argue if you take the entire United States, it was much more about stop Obama than it was, group hugs in my mind. And I think what Senator Eidkamp is suggesting is group hugs, lunches. But, you know, again, I think having a relationship back and forth, a good idea. I think a lot of the gridlock has been at the behest of Harry Reid, who is the leader of Senator Heitkamp's party. Anyway, appreciate the comments on all of that. Back to your calls in a little bit here. I want to get an update on a situation we've been watching closely, and that is stabilization of Bakken crude as it's shipped by rail. And currently, the North Dakota Industrial Commission is considering a order regarding conditioning, another term that's used for this, and we're going to have an expert here set us straight on all the terminology behind this to start with here. But right now, there's a comment period, and the Industrial Commission is considering new regulations. Frustrates me a little bit because right now, when Bakken crude is put on a rail car, there's rules and regulations that the federal government decides, and Bakken crude meets those standards. Yet we're looking at additional changes. Why? It's a big question I have. Why? And what would the cost be? And so those are some of the questions we're going to tackle with our next guest, who is with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Kerry Cutting is the vice president with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Kerry, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
So is this an issue about stabilization or is this an issue about conditioning? What are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, Scott, stabilization and conditioning are synonymous terms, and there are two types of stabilization, stabilization at the well site and stabilization at a centralized facility. And because of the confusion that having two types of stabilization and talking about stabilization in general, was causing in media. The NDIC and the Department of Mineral Resources decided to refer to what occurs at the well site as well site conditioning to have two distinctive terminology, you know, to clarify that terminology.
All right. So how do we do it now?
There are pieces of equipment at the well site that separate the gas stream from the crude oil stream. And you've heard probably about several of them. You've heard terminology heater treaters. You've heard about separators potentially. And there are just different types of equipment. You know, each company determines how they're going to separate the gases from the crude oil at the well site, and they install equipment that their company prefers.
Okay, so, and that is done, so we meet the standards that are set when Bakken crude is shipped by rail, correct?
That's correct. Bakken crude oil meets the federal regulations.
Okay, so why are we talking about a new regulation?
Well, I do believe that it is the intent of the NDIC to make sure there's a level playing field, that all Bakken crude oil can be said to be conditioned and that it's going to meet some target parameter. And we're talking about potentially that target being reed vapor pressure.
Okay, and again, is that necessary? If right now we believe that we put Bakken crude on a rail car and ship it and it meets the standards that the federal government has set, why do we need additional regulation?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, the state of North Dakota just wants to point to a target and have operators generate the data necessary to prove that they are actually meeting a little bit more stringent target than the federal government has in place.
And so what is it you're looking for right now? Do you just want to know what that standard is? This is frustrating for me because obviously this is not an easy topic, but it seems like in the case of North Dakota, we've gotten regulation about right. And yet this one seems to be sort of, there's been some high-profile cases in Canada and Castleton of rail cars exploding. Therefore, we need to be seen to be doing something regardless of whether or not it's necessary. What would you like to see if you could craft this so it would be, the perfect outcome? What would it be, Carrie?
I think the industry could be supportive of having to meet a reed vapor pressure target. I think that is a practical and easily measurable way of accomplishing what the NDIC wants to accomplish. There is a national standard that's put out by the American Petroleum Institute recently at 14.7 PSI as being the definition of stabilized crude oil. The Industrial Commission is taking that just a little bit farther with saying they want that target to be 13.7 PSI. And the industry, I think, can support a vapor pressure target. What the working draft order goes on to do is to put into place some very specific temperature and pressure conditions at the well site. And, you know, they were doing the best they could, but unfortunately when we're looking at these specific temperatures and pressures, there are some unintended consequences that are caused by that specific language and setting those temperatures and pressures. Those unintended consequences are additional flaring, potential for more emissions, and there are some real safety concerns that the industry is trying to put into their comments, get that information into the Industrial Commission so that they are aware of some of those unintended consequences.
Yeah, and so there's a comment period right now, and that's where specifically folks that are experts on this in the industry would weigh in and say, if you do what you're suggesting you're going to do, here's what the problems are going to be?
Correct. The comment period is open until Wednesday at 5 p.m., and as you know, the hearing was last Thursday. That's not a significant amount of time, but the industry definitely will get these comments to the appropriate people.
And again, the vapor pressure target that you're talking about would be one that would be a stricter standard than is the current standard right now for shipping Bakken crude by rail?
That's correct. You know, stricter than the proposed new definition put out by the American Petroleum Institute.
And the reason for that would be what? What's the argument for that? That we're going to go to a new level of safety, additional precaution?
You know, the governor had stated he wanted the Industrial Commission to do whatever they could to make sure that Bakken was safe in transportation, and whether that was improving safety, I mean, I think that was their goal. And we have to keep in mind, I mean, that was a lofty goal. There are a lot of very, very smart people across the country that have been looking at this issue for better than a year. You know, people such as the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the American Petroleum Institute, numerous industry organizations. It's just not a simple answer or a simple solution towards any sort of safety improvement. You know, there's really a lot of man hours and effort that have gone into looking at Bakken crude specifically and transportation aspects generally.
And the idea of somehow designating Bakken crude as different is perilous, too, is it not?
It is. Numerous studies have now concluded that Bakken is very similar to the main benchmarks of West Texas Intermediate domestically and Brent crude globally, and it really is not different. And, you know, there's a lot of new crude oils on the scene. I think that we all support further study on all domestic crude oils and global crude oils. And there's a lot of new information that will be coming out shortly and a lot of smart minds working on it.
Here's what concerns me, if everything in this order happens, there's cost to that, right? And what's the ultimate benefit? If it already is meeting the standards, it seems like we're adding cost for no particular reason, and right now everybody watching, obviously, the price of oil and wondering what the impacts on that will be. So you don't need new costs, but, I mean, we can put a price tag on this regulation that adds to the cost of the production of oil in North Dakota, does it not, Carrie?
It certainly would, Scott. And I think our main concerns, though, are when you have a situation where you're trying to reduce flaring and the impact of this rule as it's written on increasing flaring. It's kind of a pinch point for the industry right now in getting this right, and they're doing everything that they can to reduce flaring at this time. So it seems somewhat counterintuitive to have these specific temperatures and pressures. And again, we're trying to tweak and get the information that's needed to the Industrial Commission to talk about some of the unintended consequences of this working draft order as it's written. And we certainly believe that they will look at these comments thoroughly and see that there's some tweaking that needs to be done.
Yeah, again, a vapor pressure target, fine. The industry's saying we'll take that, but let us decide how to get there and don't go to the extra layer of it's over-regulation. It's over-regulation that we ought to watch at every level, which is why we're paying attention. Carrie, thanks for the update. Carrie Cutting, Vice President with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Back to your calls to wrap up what's on your mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
A lot of other oil fields other than the Bakken that produce way more percentage of natural gas than the Bakken does. So are these other producing areas going to come up with the same kind of deal or not? Or is it just because the Bakken's oil is producing a lot of oil now? I mean, what's good for one is good for the other. Everybody should have to do the same thing then if they're going to scrap everything. Have a good day.
Yeah, I guess one argument is, you know, proactive regulation, getting ahead of it, and maybe it's a benefit from North Dakota. But I see it as, I mean, that's an argument I guess I'd make if I was a regulator or if I was voting for it on the Industrial Commission. I look at it as really unnecessary. If there's a standard out there and you meet the standard, just keep going. And I think what this is you get, headlines over Quebec and Castleton, and so you say, well, we better, It's just sort of like playing the game. You'll never satisfy critics. And there's no, in my mind, the way it's crafted right now is blatant overregulation that costs the industry money. And I think it's dumb, which is why we're talking about it. And hopefully folks are paying attention to it. And hopefully at a minimum they'll fix it and say, okay, let's just give you a target. And, you know, as long as you meet the target, that's fine. We're going to tell you how to get there. Blaine in Minot waiting to weigh in at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Blaine.
Hey, Scott. Before I get to my point, I just want to say I love your show. I can't always agree with everything you say, but about 90% of the time, and that's really good. I'm diversity is great. My point today, we were talking about how the election and whether it's a mandate to stop Obama or have a great big kumbaya hug and everybody get along and break the gridlock. Well, you know, I think it's more on the lines that if it was wanting to just stop Obama or just break the gridlock, I think it's, Americans want the gridlock broke, and they obviously don't want it to go the way the Democrats want it, or else it wouldn't have been a landslide to the Republicans. I mean, and it's not just stop Obama. It's stop the Democrats, stop the liberals. Look what they're doing. I mean, look at Harry Reid and non-Nancy Pelosi and stuff. I mean, these people are, I think they're out of their mind. I don't know. It's just my opinion, but, I mean.
Well, listen here. I don't think you're being too harsh. I heard the President of the United States I heard the one-third of the Americans who voted, and I also heard the two-thirds who didn't vote. And
yeah. And
I'm thinking, boy, those are some pretty special powers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, did they not vote because they were disgusted with your lack of leadership? How do you know what they want from you, you know?
I think I've actually thought about not voting, but I can't bring myself to do that. I got to get out there and vote because your voice will never be heard then if you don't vote. But I mean, what Nancy Pelosi said here a while back. I mean, just an example of the nuts thinking these people have. They say when they're trying to sell Obamacare. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was her, was saying that it's such a wonderful thing and it's so exciting, but you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Like, listen, lady, this is not a Christmas present. You're playing with American economy here. You're playing with people's livelihoods. You know, this isn't something that we want to have a big surprise about. We want to know what's in that thing before we vote on it, don't we? That they're not making any sense. And I can't believe the American people have been putting up with this. You know, that's just my opinion.
You know? Well, Blaine, that's what this show is for, and I'm glad you called with yours. Okay.
All right. Yeah, have a good day, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Take care. We raised an issue about cameras on cops earlier because a group in Fargo actually is reviving this debate and calling for it. A nonprofit actually what the nonprofit is doing is they're teaching citizens how to record police in action and calling for this as well. We asked you what you thought of the idea. Jason says, I'm glad these people are able to make a living creating distrust of the police. Thank God for the First Amendment. Dan says a similar debate occurred with the introduction of dash cams. In reality, I believe body cams will do more to help and protect police than to harm or impede their ability to effectively do their jobs. I'm kind of in the same boat with Dan, as I think actually I'm of the opinion that if we took 100 incidents where there was a dispute with a law enforcement officer, my gut tells me the vast majority of those, if we had a camera, if we had an additional set of facts, would bear out the story of the law enforcement officer rather than someone else. And in the case when, you know, there's a screw-up and a law enforcement officer maybe has, excessive force or whatever, does something horrible, then you find that out as well. I'm with Dan on that one. Sherry says, I've seen a problem with some officers, so question about it. Where body cams have been introduced, it's generally reported that police officers are wary, but they've reduced improper conduct. And also have, in other cases, supported the officer's actions. Exactly right. Very good point. You can keep that going, by the way, at Facebook until tomorrow's program. If you just can't wait to find out, you know, the topics of the day or weigh in on any of the opinions, you can do that. I want to thank our fine sponsors today. They include MyPillow. And just take a moment today. Go get that two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. You can either do it by calling 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott for a great deal and sleep as well as Todd and I. We got to go. We're out of time. We'll do it again tomorrow, though. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com. Tioga, North Dakota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.